Happy anniversary to the International Central Gospel Church. Today is our 39th anniversary as a church. And 39 years ago, a band of us, young men and women, came together to start a Christian congregation that we call the International Central Gospel Church. It was in a small classroom in Kanda Estates in Accra, Ghana. We had nothing. We just had love for God and a desire to do His will. And we trusted the Lord just to be in our meetings and be present in our meetings and to touch our lives and use us. We had no idea all the great things that He would do with us. And today, what started as a small church in a small classroom has touched the rest of the world. And we give God all the praise. And we're 39 years. Next year, by God's grace, we will be 40 years. And so I want to express a special anniversary to all the members of the International Central Gospel Church, wherever they are, and to all the pastors and leaders of the church. May the Lord continue to be merciful unto us, and may His goodness and mercy follow us all the days of our lives. So we go to our psalm, our concluding psalm, 23, verse 6, the B part. And I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. This is my favorite part in the whole psalm, because David has talked about what God will do for him and what God will do for him. And he ends by saying what he will do for the Lord. You know, many times we are so glad about what God does for us, but we never focus on what we want to do for the Lord. How do we respond to God's goodness and mercy? How do we respond to God preparing the table before us in the presence of our enemies? How do we respond to God being our shepherd? How do we do all of that? And David says, my response to all of this is I will serve God. I will be in His house. And when he talked about I'll be in the house of the Lord, he was not just talking about a physical location. He was talking about having a relationship with God. Of course, it includes going to church, but it's more than going to church. It's having Christ in your heart, being connected to God, dwelling in the house of the Lord, being in the presence of the Lord. And that's something we all have to desire. That when we consider all that God has done for us, all His mercies towards us, our response is, Lord, we're going to serve You. We're going to be in Your presence. We're going to stay in Your presence. We're going to have a relationship with You, and we're going to do it forever. The presence of the Lord is our dwelling place. And I like how David concludes it. He says, I'm not going to do it only when things are good. I'm going to do it forever. It's a lifetime commitment. And for those of us who make a commitment to the Lord Jesus Christ, it's not even only to us, it's also for our children and our children's children, generations after us. And we must ensure that our children are raised in the faith that we have found in Christ Jesus, that we pass on not only our genes to our children, but our spiritual heritage, that they can also say, I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. It will be sad for parents to serve God and their children not to serve God. Our children and our grandchildren must be part of our heritage. And so today, as we conclude this psalm, and also as we mark the anniversary of the International Central Gospel Church, we also make a pledge to the Lord that we will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. That our heart will be for God forever, that our passion will forever be for the Lord, that our desire will always be towards Him, that we will do His will, that we will serve Him, that we will dedicate ourselves to Him. And I pray that you make that dedication to the Lord, even if you're not a member of International Central Gospel Church, that you will make that commitment to the Lord, that you dwell in the house of the Lord forever. May the Lord continue to bless us, increase us, and prosper us. And may He watch over each one of us. Let us pray. Say with me, Heavenly Father, there is no place like Your presence. I will remain in Your house all the days of my life. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Well, I'll catch you again tomorrow. I'm Pastor Mensah Otabel. Shalom, peace, and life to you.